Residents of Rowlandsfield in St. Thomas now have access to improved healthcare delivery following the upgrading of the health center in the community. Close to $14 million was spent to refurbish the facility with support from the European Union. The center now boasts wheelchair access, an expanded waiting area, and additional patients' rooms. Renovations included increased floor space, new roofing and tiling, installation of a water storage facility, and other general aesthetic improvements. Health Minister Dr. Fintan Ferguson says the upgrading project is part of the government's overall thrust to improve the quality of service provided at primary healthcare services across Jamaica.
My government, we put priority on primary care because it is cheaper for people coming to primary care centers. We are of the view that when you have a health center that is functioning properly within your district, you have great advantage over when you have to leave to go to secondary care miles and miles away from your community.
With the upgrade to the health center, the facility can now offer family planning, maternal and child health services.
The people of Rowlandsfield, I am happy for you because I know that this clinic, maternal and child health, and other facilities will prevent you from going all the way to IB for some simple things. And I look forward with great anticipation to the feedback coming from you.
Already, residents have been providing feedback about the newly renovated facility. Simone Hall of Rowlandsfield is grateful to have the healthcare center that will accommodate children as well as elderly persons in her community.
It will benefit everyone, especially the elderly persons and persons who cannot afford it to go to Anton Court. So it is a very good gain for this community. It's a very good initiative because Rowlandsfield has been portrayed out there as one of the best communities. And this happening has put us up more on the scale.
Public Relations Officer for the Rowlandsfield Community Development Committee, CDC, Clarence Thompson, says the group has advocated for the upgrading of the center.
I am overwhelmed and I am so delighted to see that this is one of the vision for the Rowlandsfield CDC that came through, because we actually fought a lot hard, and when we see this bear fruit in our eyes, we are so grateful today to see this thing unfold in our eyes.
President of the Rowlandsfield CDC, Winston MacDonald, says the refurbished facility will reduce the burden on residents who had to seek medical attention further afield.
This is first class, really. It's nice to see that people now have to travel all the way by Princess Margaret, and so it takes some of the burden off of the resident. A neighboring community as well. It's a beautiful thing, and my community choose out of a lot. It means a lot to us. So I'm grateful, 100%.
And the residents are not the only ones who are happy about the upgrade to the health center. Health workers are also elated. Registered midwife and supervisor for the health districts in St. Thomas, Joan Thompson-Panton, says the facility will make it easier for health workers to deliver quality care to clients.
There are a lot of new developments because we had the midwives, the public health nurse now have our own office. Normally we usually work from one place. The CHA and the records person usually work from one place. And now the records clerks have their own department and the CHA has our own department.
The upgrade project was funded through the Sugar Transformation Unit of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries with support from the European Union. Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.